Welcome to the Friday, January 24th episode of Briefings with Butts, our 20th episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Let's go ahead and jump right in. I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefing with Butts trivia winner, Kara Tucker, who is the principal secretary at Garden City Elementary. Kara, congratulations. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. This past Monday, we celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It was also the inauguration day for President Trump. Many activities happening. Hope everyone had a chance to celebrate and to enjoy Monday as a day off from school, but not a day off from other things happening around our community and around our nation. Also, we started this week off with some cold, cold weather. It is wintertime. We did have a two-hour delay on Wednesday. Almost got my days mixed up because of being off on Monday, but we did have a two-hour delay on Wednesday because of the temperatures, but we are going to see a warming trend, so we're looking forward to that. Well, we always try to bring interesting guests onto our show, and most of the time it is an adult doing something around the district or around our community, but today I want to introduce one of our students at Ben Davis High School, a student athlete and recently named 2024 Indiana Mr. Football, Mark Zachary IV. Welcome, Mark.
Welcome. How are you guys doing?
Well, so Mark Zachary IV, there are three other Mark Zacharys. What do you know about the other three?
First, I'm going to start off with my dad. Yeah. My dad is a great person to me. He does a lot for my family. Mm-hmm. My grandpa lives in Kentucky.
Okay.
So I'll go down there sometimes to visit him. And then,
does he go by two or junior?
He goes by junior.
Okay.
That's what everybody in our family calls him. And then my great grandpa, he's passed away, but I've heard stories about him.
He's the original.
Yes, sir.
The OG. Yeah. Yes. So, Mark, you're a senior.
Yes, sir.
Ben Davis High School. Tell us a little bit about your time here in Wayne Township.
It's been a great time. I started off kindergarten through fifth in like IPS more, so where I was around. But both my parents went to Ben Davis, so I always knew I was going to come to Ben Davis.
Okay.
So I made the transition when I switched houses in this district. I went to Roby in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then seventh and eighth, I went to Chapel Hill.
Yep.
And then finishing off my high school career here, it was just always in the plan, always in the making to become who I am as a student and as an athlete.
Mm-hmm. Not many alumnus can say that they have three state rings as athletes in their high school career. You have two state championships, both won in the same calendar year, and then a runner-up for last year's basketball team. Talk about having three rings, two state championship and a runner-up.
It feels great. I know me coming into my high school year, my high school career, I wanted to get three rings.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to be all state championship rings, of course, but a runner up is fine too. But yeah,
Fisher's had a pretty good team last year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But yeah, that was always the plan coming in, trying to win championships with my dad, also as a coach, at least mm-hmm. getting one with him, and then getting one with basketball was always the plan. So just doing it with people I grew up with kind of yeah. made it even more better. If it was anywhere else, I feel like it wouldn't be as meaningful. So just doing it here in this community and mm-hmm. making it a better community, lifting up the West Side, them coming out to the games and things like that, it's always fun.
A lot of people talk about your leadership on the court, on the field, and how important that has been to your teammates and to your teams. And we know that you know, strong student-athlete leadership is critically important in the success of our programs. Where did you develop that leadership? How did that come to be? Is that a natural thing? Did you have to work on that? Because you can't lead if no one's going to follow, right? Right? So how did that evolve for you?
I would probably say it started off natural somewhat, but I was just more of a quiet kind of lead-by-example kind of guy. But mm-hmm. as I had to grow up into my role after Nylon Brown left is when I kind of really started my senior year of football, and then my junior year of basketball, kind of when mm-hmm. the seven seniors from the basketball team with the undefeated championship team had to leave, I had to kind of step up. It was me and KJ Windham on that team, so mm-hmm. I feel like I had to step into it, but I kind of feel like I was also a natural leader at mm-hmm. the start. So
KJ's at Northwestern, having a pretty good freshman year.
We talk a lot.
Yeah,
he's been talking to me about the college life and just preparing me, my mind somewhat for what I'm I'm going to be stepping into next year.
So. Yeah, so let's talk about that. You went through probably, and you know, for you to be sitting here as humbly as you are is pretty incredible, because you had a whole lot of pressure on you for better part of a year and a half, probably, with a lot of big schools. And I remember standing with your mom at the Westminster food fight, and you were coming down to a decision. You'd narrowed it down, but she didn't even know what decision I think you were going to make at that time. But you ended up deciding on an Indiana college, going up to Notre Dame.
Yes, sir.
But you had lots of other opportunities. So how did you narrow to Notre Dame?
Well, first, I just wanted to narrow it down just because it was – colleges coming in, and I was grateful for it all, but it was taking away time from my schoolwork, and I know that's one of the things me and my mom and my dad talk about is key for me and key for me to look into a school. So I had to narrow it down to schools that actually were building a relationship with me, and then I narrowed it down even more, because when I narrowed it down, they were just trying to push even more, trying to get me to come to their school. So I narrowed it down to four schools. But in my mind, it was really to two. It was Notre Dame and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So those are big schools that compete for championships. Michigan won last year. We were in the national championship this year. We didn't come out on top, but it was.
But what a run. I mean, it's been quite a while since Notre Dame's been in the college football playoffs, and especially not having a conference. Notre Dame has been, you know, kind of similar to Carmel now. They're that, you know, a team without a conference, and they thrive on that. But what a great run for Notre Dame. Do you expect that are there quite a few people coming back? Is this going to be another great opportunity next year for Notre Dame to be, you know, successful again?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like with Coach Freeman, it was his only third year coaching as a head coach, so it wasn't really all of his players. But I feel like this upcoming year, it'll be just as great a year, just a year for me to develop. I feel like when I get there, it's for a year for me to develop my body, get to know football more, develop relationships with my teammates.
So do you expect a redshirt next year? Are you thinking you're going to be a redshirt freshman, or do you don't know?
I'm not sure yet, but whatever God has in plan for me, whatever they have in plan for me, I'm just ready to get there and work.
So many of our listeners may not know much about this. I'll call it a new thing. It's been around for a few years, but NIL, name and likeness, right? So talk about how that NIL process played into this. And really, it's the opportunity for athletes to earn money and to get paid for their name and likeness based on how valuable they are deemed to be by the university, right? So talk about how that played in, because for those of us who played college sports way back when, wasn't a thing, right? Yeah. And not until just about 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago that this kind of started to play in. And I know there's some guidelines coming down from a recent Supreme Court case, and there's going to be some parameters that are put on athletics at the college and university level. But something that many people have not really had to deal with, but it is having a significant impact on transfers and on recruitment and all of those kinds of things.
Yeah, so with me, it was kind of a late process for me just because I had so many schools interested. Mm-hmm. So when I narrowed it down to the four that I had, which was Notre Dame, Michigan, Florida, Cincinnati, my dad's friend who does like kind of like agency and things like that, I wasn't really involved with it, but he contacts the people to see what they are willing to do for me, do with my scholarship and things like that. So.
Yep.
Of course, Michigan goes about it differently because they're in the Big Ten. Notre Dame goes about it differently because they're independent. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati's in the Big 12, and then Florida's in the SEC. So they all do the things differently just because based on their conferences and how they go about things. But it's a lot more money coming in every year, especially at the big schools like Michigan, Florida, Notre Dame. So it's a great opportunity for me to come in and just – be a kid and just worry about football, but also knowing that I'll have money to go spend on my family, my girlfriend, things like that, things that I need. So it's just a grateful opportunity just to see that the NCAA is allowing the great players that are doing the things for their team and raising up the university is getting paid for it. So it's just a great feeling and just a great
Well, you know, it's, you know, we all know that happens in professional athletics and now happens in college athletics. So just a really interesting phenomenon, one that we're going to continue to watch. But you're going to school not only to play football, you're going to school to learn and to get a degree.
Yes.
And Notre Dame, of course, is known for, obviously, the student athlete, which is great. What are you going to major in? Do you know yet, or do you know what you're going to study?
Yeah, I'm a major in marketing.
Okay.
I'm going to just test it out, see what I like. It's a lot of different classes that's in the Mendoza School of Business. So I'm just take a whole bunch, try to gather my mind just to get to know what I want to do later in life, because football is eventually going to stop no matter what. If I go to the league, if I play 20 years like Tom Brady, no matter what, it's going to stop. So they always told me in my recruiting process is 4 years for 40 years, and that's what a Notre Dame degree does. So
yeah.
I'm just ready to get up there, learn football, learn in the classroom, just better myself as a person.
Sure, because, you know, a small percentage obviously go to college to play a sport, especially a large college, is an even smaller percentage go off to play professional ball and you know, professional sports, and even a smaller percentage last for, you know, a full career. Exactly. In those sports, it's really grueling. And so having that degree, being able to fall back on that education that you've received at Notre Dame will be critical. Talk to me a little bit about Mr. Football. So Mr. Football, contest or a competition for all football players across the entire state of Indiana. And you were awarded with the 2024 Indiana Mr. Football jersey. And it was done in the locker room right here, right?
Yeah.
Some of the old coaches came back. I saw, you know, we had some coaches from the past that have now gone off, and they're coaching at colleges as well. So it was a little bit of a surprise, maybe. There's some debate on whether you might have known a little bit ahead of time, but certainly a fun experience. So talk about that.
Yeah, it was a fun experience. I kind of got hinted at it when my dad was like, you need to get a haircut. Your hair looks bad. And I was like, you never signed me with your barber in like the past 3 years. I've always had my own barber. But so, yeah, I kind of got the hint in that. But Coach Carlisle talked to me about a basketball meeting earlier in the week. So I really didn't think of it just because it was that early in the week. I didn't think they had made the Mr. Football decision.
Yeah.
So when I walked in there, I was super surprised by my family and the coaches that were there and the staff that have helped me along my process. But just going out there every Friday night, just knowing it was my last time, maybe playing at the away stadium or playing at Ben Davis, it was a great feeling to go out there and put my body on the line, put my career on the line, whatever it was for my team, just to go out there and compete with them. And then the outcome was the outcome. So I'm just super happy about it.
And I know you don't chase awards. That's not why you do things. But you also have just gotten a national award, the one that you were recognized with at the All-Star game, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Right. And that's to tell me again what the name of that award is.
The Watkins Award.
Watkins Award. And it's been described to me that the Watkins Award is a lot like the Heisman Trophy for high school athletics.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
And how many get that each year?
Five people get it.
Five individuals. So, an African-American award of African-American players, right? All football players.
Yes, sir.
From all over the country. So all of these amazing teams that we hear about and we see, some of which we play, we've never had somebody from Ben Davis High School win the Watkins Award.
Yeah, it just means a lot. The Watkins Award is a National League Black Association where it includes the best football players, but also in athletics. In academics, I'm sorry. But, yeah, it's just a great blessing for me to be a great student athlete and showcase that. And me being the top guy with the highest GPA, also with my skills on the football field, it just means a lot for me to be recognized for the combination of both.
And you're going to have to wear a tuxedo because of black tie event, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, are you renting one?
I had to send them my sizes yesterday, so they got it covered, and I'm super blessed for that.
So it'll be waiting on you when you get there.
Yes, sir.
You have a few more months left of your senior year. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of rites of passages that happen in the last semester of a senior year.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to in as you think about from now till graduation?
A lot. I mean, just getting my body right, enjoying every day of school. I know it's been a tiring 4 years, but it's going to be a thing to look back on. So just trying to take it day by day, class by class, enjoying the people that's here with me. Enjoying the staff and what they do for me, just taking advantage of it. I know Notre Dame's a great place, but nothing's like home. So just getting the last few pieces of it and just enjoying it.
Well, I know I'm going to see you on the sidelines when you're off next season.
Yes, as
you're going to come back and like a lot of our alumni do to watch the team. And I'm sure Coach Mann will have you giving some pregame talks and giving some inspiring words to our young people. So our guest today is Ben Davis High School senior Mark Zachary IV. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate you, Dr. Woods.
Well, coming up, school board working session and Board of Finance meeting will be Monday, January the 27th. Come on out if you want to hear all about our finances and some other exciting information that will be presented to our school board on Monday, January 27th. Also, the District Safety Council will be meeting Tuesday at 5 p.m. Our school board will visit Sanders on Thursday at 9 a.m. as well. It's also the Indiana Latino Institute Legislative Breakfast. We will have several representatives there as we are in the heart of our legislative session currently. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in to our next episode for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.